All right, thank you very much for that, and welcome back to the show. Sports Byline heard around the world on the American Forces Radio Network as well. Rick Tittle with you. Very happy now to bring in Misty May Traynor, of course, three-time gold medal winner beach volleyball at the Olympics, along with her partner, Kerry Walsh. And Misty May is here to talk about, I guess, Misty, during the Olympics, you had a mild affliction and then a sponsor called you. Is that how it worked out?
Yeah, I don't, you know, strange things happen. But yeah, my rep had said, oh, you know, there's a product, have you heard about it, called Abreva. I was like, Abreva, I use that stuff all the time. And because I've had cold sores from a very young age, and I actually had one, I think due to the stress level at this last Olympics, because Kerry and I, you know, we just put a lot of stress on ourselves because we wanted to, you know, go for a three-peat, and it broke out. And I was like, oh, man, just the timing, right? When pictures are being taken, you're on TV, kind of your worst nightmare.
Well, I guess, would you rather have your wedding or the Olympics with that?
Well, wedding, I guess they could cover it up.
But, yeah.
You know, it doesn't... I had just got done telling somebody, I'll take gold medal and cold sore any day.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Yeah.
You know, you think about it, when you were in college at Long Beach State, you know, you're playing volleyball, you're playing inside, and you go to the championship and you win, and then I know you just thought that playing volleyball as traditionally was, it kind of lost its luster for you, and then you found the beach. What was that transition like?
You know, it's different because I always thought I'd be playing indoor a lot longer than I'd be playing beach, or than I would, you know, with the beach game. And beach had just been inducted into the games in 96. But, you know, that fire was starting to dwindle and just getting burnt out. And I love this sport. And I've seen too many of my friends, you know, when they get burned out, they never want to see a volleyball again. You know, they want to steer clear of the game. And I didn't want that to happen. And I knew there was I wouldn't say easy solution, but there was a solution for me, and that was to take a risk and go out to the beach. So, I mean, I'm happy it did. It worked out for me. You know, but it's still the same game, realistically.
Now, when you first got on the sand, you teamed up with Holly McPeak, of course, one of the big names in the sport, and, you know, you travel the world with her. And then when you made the transition in 2001 with Kerry, and you went on the AVP tour. I know they kind of reformed at that point. I guess it goes beyond simplicity to say you have to be on the same page. But, I mean, I can think of very few sports where you have to absolutely know not only where your teammate is without turning around, but what they're going to do, right?
Yeah, and that comes exactly with experience. And, you know, Kerry and I stuck it out. You know, our first year, we only won one tournament our first year together in 2001. And then the next year, we won a couple more. And, you know, we had to work out the kinks. And I think there's teams out there that don't give it enough time to see if it's really going to work or not. And we stuck it out. We were able to do that and had a great partnership. And I knew from the get-go, you know, Kerry's such a fantastic all-around athlete and a tremendous volleyball player. And she had all the skills indoor that people kind of were looking at me like, you're going to play with her? She's never played before. And, you know, but I saw something in our team, and I knew we'd be good. Maybe not right off the bat, but you've got to believe in your abilities in order to become successful. And that's what we did.
Rick Tittle with Misty May Traynor, Olympic gold medalist multiple times for the United States. And yeah, I was thinking another sport where you need to know what your partner's doing would be playing doubles. And I know in your family, with your dad being, you know, the volleyball star, and your mother was a fantastic tennis player, I know that it's a tennis family as well. So did you almost go that route?
You know, I got pushed into it a little bit by my grandparents when I was younger. I love tennis. I think it's a great game. My cousin Taylor was a professional tennis player, Taylor Denton. I have a cousin, Brett Hansen, who won an NC2A championship with SC. So, I mean, that my mom's whole side was tennis, but it's one of those things. I think you have to enjoy what you're doing, and my grandparents would have to pay me to hit the ball against the backboard because I really loved soccer. I loved all the sports where you got rough, you got dirty, mm-hmm. you know, you're banging your body around. And they didn't quite understand, but I think they'd be proud of me now. But it was one of those, you know, it just, it wasn't for me. But I'll enjoy going and hitting the ball now, you know, after all these mm-hmm. years. But it just wasn't something that I, you know, didn't have to. With volleyball and soccer, I didn't have to be told, hey, you got to go practice. I just loved it so much.
Well, Misty, when, you know, I know before the Olympics, and you guys had talked retirement before, and it was about, you know, starting families and things like that, and maybe not so much getting burned out, but I've been there, done that kind of thing. But before London, you said, okay, this is it. I'm going to retire. Knowing that, and remember, athletes retire and come back out. But knowing that you had announced that and knowing how, because we all watched those matches, and it wasn't easy for you guys at all. It was a dogfight, especially in those later rounds. And you sat there thinking, this might be my last match ever. How gratifying was it that when you know when you hung up your two-piece, that you had that gold medal around your neck?
I think, you know, at that point, I just could tell, you know, it's tough training and sacrificing for so much. You know, Carrie's going to continue, you know, and I believe she's going to continue playing. But for me, you know, I felt the satisfaction after the first gold. Second gold was, you know, it's icing on the cake and you want to, you know, make history. But win or lose with this one, you have no choice but to leave it all out on the court. And that's what we did because we weren't the heavy favorites going in, but we just believed, like, in ourselves. And just left it all out there every match. And things happen the way they're supposed to. And if you work hard enough, things work in your favor. But now, you know, I won't be stepping back out. I'm enjoying my time catching up with family and friends and making up for the lost time for all the, you know, sacrificing that I had to do in order to train and be away. You know, I'm going to graduate with my master's for coaching and athletic administration. Mm. And then I get to help hopefully improve other people's lives, like with what I'm doing with Abreva and other, you know, other entities. So, you know, there's so much more than what goes on inside that little 30 by 30 foot court. There's so much more to life, you know, out there. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Just a couple more questions for Misty May Trainer. And when I mentioned that I was going to have you on the show, and this didn't occur to me because I didn't watch a lot of it, but I know that Dancing with the Stars is a national phenomenon, and that's where you think about how many people know you from athletics like I do, and then probably more one might know you from that show. And we know that you ruptured your Achilles and you had the entire country feeling bad for you at that point. When you meet people, how many people say, hey, Misty May, what about the Olympics? Hey, Misty May, what about Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, it's like 50-50, and I think people forget, you know, that I did hurt my Achilles on that show. And when you have an injury like that, that can be career ending. So to be able to compete at the level I did, I'm never going to be 100% on that one leg. And people always ask, would you do it again? I'm like, yeah, I'd do the show over in a heartbeat, you know, if they asked me back. And I was actually hoping one day they'll ask me back because I think it'd make for a good story because, I mean, you talk to anybody that's had an Achilles injury and kind of see how they're functioning, you know, once it's repaired. And you're never truly the same, but I've found a way to make it work to my advantage. But, yeah, that show's great, and it does get a huge following. And, you know, I'm thankful that I was able to be a part of it. But, yeah, it's funny. It's like some young kids don't even know I played indoor volleyball. You know, it's like, yeah, I played indoor. I was a hitter, actually. So.
Well, just one more question for you, and it's on the show-based theme as well. I'm a, you know, huge fan of David Letterman, and whenever I talk to people who've been on the show, the number one thing is they say that he keeps it like a meat locker in there. It's so freezing. Just was it freezing? And any other? You have any little maybe quick anecdotes about being on Letterman?
No, we didn't get on this time around, but yeah, I think a lot of the studios keep it cold. But maybe it's for the guests to keep their clothes on. I don't know. it is pretty cold. No, see, he always wears a jacket. If it was warm, he'd never wear a jacket. But no, it's fun being on those shows, you know. It's fun being a part of those.